Welcome to Keeping Up with the Kick-Ass Canadians. My guest today is ultra-runner Ray Zahab, founder of Impossible to Possible and host of the new OLN show, The Project Guatemala. Ray, thanks so much for making time for this.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great.
So you've had an awesome year so far. On top of running more than 2,000 kilometers across the Gobi Desert, you have your first TV show taking off. Can you tell me what the Project Guatemala is all about?
Well, you know, the Project Guatemala is essentially what it sounds like. It's a project in many ways. You know, when I was first asked to host this series, you know, at first I was like, you know what, I don't really want to, it's not the route that I really want to take. I'm extremely busy volunteering with Impossible Possible, and everything I do with IGP is as a volunteer. So, you know, my endorsements go to IGP, my time goes to IGP, I don't collect a salary. And so I spend a lot of time, if I'm not fundraising for IGP, then I'm trying to work to support my family and train. But you know, it kept coming up over and over again, this series. And I finally said, you know what? Everybody gets a chance. And so the way that the format of the show was told to me, I thought, you know, this could be really interesting. And the producer, himself, you know, he's a dad, and he really wanted to do something that was going to be different. And so it would be reality-based, but fast-forward to the future. And you know, a lot of people have seen episode one and they're like, oh my gosh, those kids seem so crazy and so, you know, so rough. And yeah, for sure they were. When I first met them, I thought the same thing. And I'm in communication though with several of them now, and they've gone on to do amazing things. I asked one of them the other day, I said, what did you think of that, you know, seeing yourself that first day that you were in Guatemala on TV? And they were like, well, you know what, that's who I was then, but I'm doing amazing stuff now. And so, you know, I think in a way, being part of doing something, we all have a different start point, but I truly believe that people are genuinely good and they're capable of amazing things in their lives. And sometimes some people get their chance in a different way.
Well, it's interesting because with Impossible to Possible and the youth expeditions, you're bringing in youth who are sort of already closer to where maybe you hope they'll get, you know, they're willing to put in the effort. Do you see sort of any kind of similarity in the Impossible to Possible Youth Expedition ambassadors compared to the kids in Project Guatemala?
I would say yes at the end. The kids, these young people at the end of Project Guatemala, after everything they go through, you know, the majority of them, who they are at the end would be like the kind of young people that would go on an IGP expedition. They've discovered inside themselves something different. That's not necessarily about them. They want to try something different. You know, IGP Youth Expedition, these young people that go on these expeditions, you know, they're going out there, they're running an average of a marathon a day in a lot of the expeditions, and then they're sharing educational curriculum with thousands of students around the globe. So it doesn't end with just a run. There's this entire youth program, educational program, I'm sorry, that's built around the expedition. And so, again, you know, it's these youth adventurers, these youth ambassadors giving more than themselves to the expedition and to the schools, the thousands and thousands of students and schools who will be following along. It's not like they're compensated, and the entire thing is 100% free, by the way. Like, the youth ambassadors don't pay to go on the expeditions, and schools, it's free for schools to patch in. So really, it's a great opportunity. So long story short, these young people in the Project Guatemala, although in the beginning they have a tremendously rough start, well, for most of it, you know, by the end, a lot of them are really starting to see the light kind of thing. You know what I mean? Like, just sort of, yeah, in their own lives. You know, the thing is about it, when I, like, I'm being perfectly honest, Amanda, when I first got there, I thought, there's just no way I'm going to be able to do this. I mean, you know, I had amazing people that we were working with, Greg, who runs Project Somos, and Antoline, the Mayan elder, who has been working with Greg for years and is a foreman on the job sites, as well as Mayan priest. You know, these were really cool guys who really had a vested interest. And there's other people that are not on camera. I ended up staying, you know, on the project, on site, in my own tent, and camped not far from where these kids were the entire time, because I began to care about them over the course of the show. And it was a learning opportunity for me as well, because as rough as they were in the beginning and narcissistic and everything else that you see, you know, in the first few episodes, you know, you scratch below that surface, you get beneath that surface, and these are people. They're human beings. They have their flesh and blood. And although in the beginning I wanted to so easily judge them mm-hmm. and dismiss them, you know, I also wanted to hold back on that and just wait and see what would happen after this. You know, and there's so many ups and downs throughout the entire time. This was 7 weeks, you know, that we were in total in Guatemala, and they do different challenges, and they do different things, adventures and challenges, and their build and the having to live with each other, having to learn how to take care of themselves. I mean, you know, just a whole bunch of stuff that was very basic, but then became very character building throughout the process.
Yeah.
I mean, for me too, I totally learned so much. You'll never judge a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Really, even more was reinforced to me because I thought, wow, you know, like.
Yeah, and people really can be a product of their environment. And it's amazing that you're offering them a new environment to help sort of transform the way they see the world.
Well, it just, you know, gives them an opportunity to do something by working on this build project in Guatemala, doing something that, you know, regardless of any TV show, regardless of what it may or may not mean for them, they're building something that they'll probably never go back to, but it's not for them,
yeah.
for someone else. So at its very basic, most basic elements, that's a good thing. They've created something from nothing, and it's for someone else. So, you know, right away, right there at that start point, it's good for them.
So people can tune in to see that progression Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on OLN, on City TV as well.
City TV across the country, 10 o'clock, and OLN as well.
OLN.ca, and also for information on your upcoming youth expeditions, impossible2possible.com.
You got it.
Great. Thank you so much, Ray, and best of luck with everything.
Thank you very much. It's awesome. Awesome. Kick-ass Canadian stocks.
Thank you. I'm so glad you're part of it.